Well, we've got a bolter selection for Queensland. An 18-year-old is going to take on New South Wales at Suncorp Stadium, the Cauldron, as they call it, in a Game 2 decider. Queensland down 1-0. He played his early years at the Nerang Roosters, and we've got the former president of the Roosters with us right now, James Fitzgerald. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Mate, excited for Reece Walsh. You must be over the moon.
Oh, ecstatic. Ecstatic. He's such a... matured into such a young, lovely young man these days, after being a cheeky little bugger when he first started.
And... let's go there. Talk to us about that.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, as you know, former president, when you look at a young guy like that, do you see it in them early days? Do you see that they've got the potential, even though they're probably not, you know, focusing all the potential straight into rugby that early?
With Reece, yes. Yes, he was a natural talent from a very young age. And as he matured, or as he went through the grades, he just improved out of sight.
Did he always play fullback?
No, he was more of a halfback in his younger years and into his teenage years. And then he played a bit of hooker as well.
Okay.
But then he got moved into fullback and just blossomed.
Mate, how do you reckon you'll go? It's, as I said before, it's one of the most important positions in the team. Defensively, you've got to field all the high ball. You've got to do kick returns, and they will get at you a little bit like that. They did that to Billy Slater, tried to crack him that way, yep. And they couldn't. He will be under the pump that way, but he also has a huge responsibility in attack. How do you see him going?
Well, I think he'll kill it, to be honest. Every time he's been challenged, he's stepped up to the mark all through his career. As short as it may be.
Yeah, well, Paul Green was interesting because he lost AJ Brimson and Kalen Ponga, so he's down to third choice. That's no disgrace for an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
But it's an extraordinary thing where, you know, the coach of Queensland says, I picked this kid because if he makes a mistake, he fixes it straight away and gets re-involved. Was he always that way?
Yes, yeah, definitely. That's been part of his game since he was younger.
Even, you know, talking and listening to, you know, people talk about him, a lot of them say, you know, like, he's quite mature for his age. He was challenged when he was young. His upbringing was, you know, not rough and tough, but, you know, it was a little bit different, and that's what really set him up to be so mature at the age of 18.
It is, and it's a credit to himself and also Jody and Rod, his parents,
yep.
That have, you know, brought him up that way. And he's also his brothers too have had a big influence on him, and they're still playing football for the Roosters at the moment in the senior side, and his father's coaching.
How good's that? That's all. What does this mean for, you know, your young Roosters? You know, to see a young player come out of the Nerang Roosters now on the big stage of Origin.
Very good.
Must be great for the football club and the young ones in there.
Oh, it's fantastic. And Reece was actually back at the club 2 weeks ago watching his nephew play, and the kids just flocked to him, to be honest.
Good stuff.
They were just all over him. And being the young man that he is, he took time for every one of them.
Bloody ripper. Mate,
that's great.
Who are your other representative players that the Nerang Roosters have produced, mate? Because it's a magnificent nursery. And big ups to the mums there who run the best tuck shop. They are awesome.
Yeah, well, Sahara Tamara is actually playing in the women's State of Origin on Friday night. And we've had previous women there, and also Payne Haas was at the club, and of course Maddie Rogers.
Ah, oh, look at that! Just to name a few names, pick them up on your way out. But hey, James, congratulations! It's great for the Nerang Roosters, and you know, as a former president of the club, a little bit goes on to you because we know how much work presidents put into football clubs. So well done! Enjoy Sunday night; it'll be great watching him, and enjoy Friday night too with the women's league.
I certainly will, and thanks very much, guys. And thank you also for a few years ago, you did the refurb on the club for us.
Yeah, we did. It was great. It's always nice to get down there and, you know, a bit of elbow grease and cleaning up. It was great.
So, in a way, Spider, you can claim a little bit of the success of Reece. Reece Walsh.
I do follow him for a reason. I made his career.